Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is toasty, and there's the potential for thunderstorms, heavy thunderstorms, and perhaps even more flooding. Gosh, I hate to say that. I mean, but following what's going on down in Petersburg, I'm sure most of us have probably seen the images. If not, let me suggest you visit our friends over there at 8 News. They've got some pretty powerful video that is up there. Anybody down in that area? If you are a Petersburger, or you head into Petersburg, or you've seen some of the flooding, and I guess it was right, the river had crested and come over the banks in some places, but not come over the banks in other places. Do me a favor, because obviously I'm in Hanover. Best place on God's green earth. But I'm in Hanover. I'm not down in Petersburg. If you are down that way, you don't have to send me photos. But I'm just curious. Give me a shout, if you would, on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. If you've been down in that area, I mean, it just sounds like it's really, really a tough situation. And again, with the possibility of additional thunderstorms this evening and additional heavy rain, it could be even worse. We got hit here in the center of the universe with hours of lightning and thunder, but no rain. It was like the pregame show or the opening act or the warm-up, however you want to describe it, the appetizer. Hours of lightning that was clearly pretty close. I was transfixed. I sat there. I wasn't looking at a screen of any sort. I was just looking out the window, and the lightning was an amazing show. And every couple of minutes, there'd be something popping up on my phone. The closest lightning strike is within 10 miles. Ugh, a little too close for comfort. And then all the thunder, poor Charlie, he's not happy with thunder. He does not like thunder. Pixie doesn't care. Pixie is blissfully unaware that there is anything going on in the world. Well, I guess I could just stop there, because that's kind of where it ends. If she can look at me, because I am her favorite human, I'm going to get a shirt that says that. I am her favorite human. If she's looking at me, she's happy. Everybody should have someone who looks at them the way that Pixie looks at me. Your gazer might also be an 11-pound chihuahua. Not really great for starting a family or anything, but, look in the human realm first. Maybe somebody gazes at you like that, and then you think, huh, I should buy that lady a cup of coffee or a cocktail or something. So we've got a lot weather-wise that we have to be aware of. We'll talk about all of it. We've got Joe Moreno, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor. He's dropping by at 5:35, yet another Supreme Court decision that is a victory for President Trump. I think that's great. The problem is that you then have, almost immediately as one victory comes down from the Supreme Court, another one of these local district judges, the federal judges, not knocking them, believe me, they've achieved far more than I have, but they're local district judges at the federal level, and they're ruling on things like they were elected president. Somebody needs to remind them they were not. Apparently, that's going to fall to the Supreme Court, but they have such egos. Part of the reason their egos are so over the top is that it's a lifetime appointment. It's like getting tenure at some colleges. It's next to impossible to remove one of these folks. One of the ways you could remove them without going through that whole impeachment process is if Congress which is responsible for setting up these districts. It's not the Supreme Court. It's not the president. It's Congress. If they went in there and said, well, we're going to cut the number of districts, because they could do it tomorrow. They could cut whatever the number is, 15, 20. They could cut it down to 5. They could also go in and say, we've decided we're not going to fund as many federal judges. So according to seniority or something else, I don't know, we're going to cut X number of judges from the rolls. They can do it tomorrow. They won't, but they could. Just so you know. And this would be, it wouldn't be just a partisan issue. You would have folks on either side, so that includes my team, saying, well, I don't think it's a good idea. Why? Because they've got some friendly judges. Everybody has got some sort of a friendly judge. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Joe at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, says, hey, Jeff, did you see Maryland Governor Wes Moore is being celebrated for giving Maryland employees $20,000 plus $300 for each year of service to leave? I wonder where he earned that money. Yeah. I don't want Virginia to become Maryland. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. I do not want Virginia to become Maryland. And if you're going to vote for Abigail Spanberger, you're going to turn our Commonwealth into Maryland. Her latest commercial has dropped. If you've not seen the latest from CIA Abby, it has her dad. I think her dad was a police officer somewhere at some point, if I recall. And then it talks about her service in law enforcement, which is true. She spent a brief period of time with the United States Postal Inspection Service. And she was a federal agent for a brief period of time and then went and joined the CIA. It's all fine as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any problem with that. I salute her for serving in each of those capacities. They're both important roles. My question would be, and I don't know that I'll ever have the opportunity to ask the question, but my question would be, well, ma'am, why did you turn your back on cops? Why did you turn your back on law enforcement officers? Why are you continually taking the side of violent criminals instead of taking the side of law enforcement officers? Because that's what she's done. That's what her career has been. Standing with the very worst criminal element and defending them, and at the same time, really closing her eyes to any and all concerns that law enforcement officers have. How many people are going to believe her latest commercial? I bet you a boatload will. Whole slew of folks are going to look at it and go, aw, isn't that sweet? She's got her daddy doing a commercial for her. Aw. And I don't know, maybe your dad's a nice guy. I have no idea. She, on a personal basis, is very friendly and chatty. I don't take that away from her. I mean, I think she's full of crap. I know she's full of crap. But that doesn't mean she's not a nice person. There are people that you can have a conversation with, very friendly conversation. Even as you know, they're advocating for things that are bad or they're just lying through their teeth. But you still have a great conversation with them. She's one of those people. And she would absolutely, positively destroy what Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Governor Sears have been able to accomplish over the last 4 years in the executive and legislative worlds. And she would go full bore, let me tell you. If Jason Biares is not reelected as Attorney General, God help us all. Oh, what an utter disaster that Jay Jones is waiting in the wings to turn it all over to criminals. Cop haters. I get it that, you know, some people don't like police for some reason. I am also not quite sure why, but okay. But they don't. I don't know that I can change their minds. I just take a look at what's really going on. That's all. All right. Real fast here, if in fact you're down in Petersburg or that area or you've seen it, just do me a favor, send me a quick text over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We've got tickets for John Fogerty. John Fogerty is coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. As you know, that's at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I am a frequent patron. Heidi and I love the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's my buddy Matt Krieger who puts it on. In fact, Matt's going to be with us, right? Yeah, about 20 minutes from now, Matt's going to drop by because there's still all sorts of wonderful acts coming to town. John Fogerty on August the 1st. Let's give those tickets away at 5:20 this afternoon, Germ. 5:20 this afternoon, I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for John Fogerty. Again, the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, August the 1st at the Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:19, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, we're probably going to see more thunderstorms rolling through. I know. Well, it's July and it's central Virginia. How are we doing? Somebody asked. Jeff, how are you doing with Team Katz for the big Fatherhood Foundation event? Well, believe it or not, we are still the only team without a sponsor for our jerseys. Ain't that a blip? I got all sorts of people all over the place saying, yeah, we're happy to help. Yeah, we want to make a donation. Hey, I mean, you take a look at this. I've got Jake's Place donating $2 for each and every Jeff Katz sandwich they sell to the Fatherhood Foundation. Oh, by the way, first... Remember I said yesterday, by the way. So, all right, well, anyway, it's just a variation on by the way, isn't it? That's another bad one. $5 for the first 20 tomato pies they sell. That's it. Okay. The Pie Safe Baking Company, that's my pal Laura Sylvester. She's ponying up as well. Man, in a big way, too. She is donating $5 for each bag of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies and $15 for each of the Julia Katz strawberry shortcakes. Goes right to the Fatherhood Foundation. And pumpkin bread. Everybody seems to love pumpkin bread. Especially Heidi, because all she can think of is Halloween. Pumpkin. She's obsessed with pumpkins. That's why she married me. So those are $2 for every pumpkin bread. And I'll keep letting you know on social media where Laura and the Pie Safe Baking Company are going to be. Beaver Dam Grill has also said we're going to donate the money from our appetizers. And as soon as I get a location for them, I'll let you know that. Who else? Speaking with Stan Andruski earlier today. Stan is going to be doing a big sponsorship for the Fatherhood Foundation. He's going to be, I think he's buying the thing called the Coach, special level of sponsorship. So I got all this stuff rolling in. We got so many people trying to help out, and I'm still looking for somebody to step up and put their big-time business logo on our jerseys. I don't know. I'm trying. I'm looking. So, I mean, if that's you, let me know. I'd love to have you do it. And if not, then, I'm once again going to be yelled at by Chris Beach, the Fatherhood Foundation. Joe Biden's doctor is now refusing to answer questions. Why? See, Congressman Comer, Jim Comer, is holding these hearings about what seems to be a gigantic fraud perpetrated upon the American people by Joe Biden and his enablers and handlers, you know, the string pullers, the puppet masters. Because pretty clear he didn't actually do the stuff he said he was doing or you and I thought he was doing. It was people around him. And it comes back to this so-called auto pen. Well, not a big deal, Jeff. Everybody does that, was the argument. Except... it turns out that those last-minute pardons, how many were there, Germ? I lost track of them. 1,000, some ridiculous number. Those pardons were ordered to be signed by the auto pen by a staff member. That staff member's actually said he was the one who did it, but he got, quote, verbal instructions from the president. Except for one. Do you know whose pardon Joe Biden signed personally without the auto pen? you may want to go get your shocked faces. No, this is coming right out of left field. Do you know which one he signed for real with his own shaky, almost unreadable signature? Hunter Biden's pardon. He signed his son Hunter Biden's pardon all by his lonesome. Probably got extra pudding or a cookie or something. But that one, for some reason, he signed personally for the son. I wonder why that is. Huh.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird. Weird, weird, weird. Anyway. All right. I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that somebody at some point was trying to, I don't want to say cook the books, but taking a look closely at what might hold up to scrutiny and what might not hold up to scrutiny. So a lot of those folks who got the last minute pardons, I don't know that they're going back to prison. I don't know if there's really any sort of a revocation that could happen. I have no idea, but they might want to start looking at countries that don't have extradition treaties with the United States of America. Because not the only one who's on as solid a footing as you can get would be, yeah, exactly. That's right. Yep, Hunter Biden. Go figure.
Come on, man.
Well, it's you and your hairy legs, dude. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You got those weird hairy
legs. Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
I don't even want to venture a joke going down that aisle, do you? Oh, my God, that's twisted. Twisted. Hey, coming up at 3:35. Nice, relaxing break from everything political and all the rest of it. Just talking about fun stuff. My pal Matt Krieger puts on the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series, and he'll be with us at 3:35. I love it. It is 3:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. Now, we're holding steady right around that 90-degree mark, and as you've heard with Matt DiNardo and the team from 8 News, possibility of showers, possibility of thunderstorms. There's always a possibility of thunderstorms and showers in central Virginia during the summer. I think we've all come to understand that and accept it, but there it is in the background. For anybody who might be newer to the area. And if you're newer to the area, I'm hoping somebody told you about the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. Great series of concerts at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Heidi and I are regular patrons. The acts themselves, the performers, are always first rate. And my buddy Matt Krieger is the guy behind all of it now. And I'm always happy when Matt's got a couple of moments for us. Matt, thank you for being here, sir.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
It's great to hear your voice. Now, you are right in the middle of concert season, which means that you are probably exhausted, but nonetheless, stepping up to the plate and letting us know what's going on. So what have we got this year in Doswell? And then I want to talk about what you're doing in Chesterfield and the tribute stuff on Thursdays. God, at Innsbruck, man. It's just so cool.
Yeah, so... We have two shows this coming week. I just got to start off with what's first and foremost in my radar here. But yeah. The Thursday show is at the Innsbruck Tribute Thursdays shows that you mentioned, and that's Yachtly Crew at Innsbruck. Yachtly Crew is a great band. 80s night, throwback night. We got a food court out there. Just gates are 5 p.m. Get out there early and enjoy yourselves. And then Friday night at the bigger venue, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours in Doswell, we have Russell Dickerson on Friday night. Doors are 5:30 for that event. And you want to get out there early for that event, just if you have a GA lawn ticket, so you can spot up in the field for a good spot on the field for the show.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the GA tickets. Listen, I don't think there's a bad seat in the house, but I do think there are one or two better seats that are available. Is there anything left for somebody who's thinking, oh, man, I should have signed up at the beginning of the season or what have you? Anything in either of those, you know, like the pavilion areas?
So for the show Friday night for Russell Dickerson, there are definitely some closer seats to the stage and our reserved seating area.
Great.
You'll want to check out those seats probably before the GA lawn if you're a bigger fan of the artist. Mm-hmm. And then there's also upgrades as well. And the best way to do that is to buy the inexpensive GA lawn ticket and then pick the upgrade of your choice. Several options, and one of the options is the Sky Suite, which includes a full dinner, but some of the other options, which are even, you know, a little less expensive, like the party porch, are available, and all of them have some perks to it. It's just a better night experience if you're really looking for something more than just a GA lawn ticket.
Matt Krieger is joining us. He's the guy. He's the guy behind the entire Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series up in Doswell, the great tributes in Innsbruck, and so much more. You mentioned that Sky Suite, Matt, and I mention it to friends all the time. Because they talk about, well, I'm going to go to this show. We really love this artist. We should probably go out to dinner first. And Heidi and I just leap into the conversation like, no. Here's what you do. You upgrade to the Sky Suite. You're eating there. You're watching the show. One of the best seats ever. You know, it's like one-stop shopping.
Well, we like having you there, Jeff. When I get to run into you and have a conversation, I really treasure those moments because, as you know, on show day, I'm very busy, so.
Yeah, you are. I'm shocked that you're even stand. Well, I guess I don't know if you're standing still right now. You might be in motion as we speak. So we spoke a little bit about what's happening in Doswell, a little bit about Innsbruck. What about Southside? What about Chesterfield?
So, you know, we had a great experience in Chesterfield, Jeff. We actually moved the Chesterfield series to Innsbruck. So.
Oh! That, perfect.
That's become what Innsbruck is, and we are rocking out with these tribute Thursday shows. Yachtly Crew is this Thursday, July 17th, and then next Thursday, July 24th, a familiar band that was in Chesterfield last year is Rumors, the Ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show, and that's a pretty big show. That's selling tickets, so if folks want to go see Rumors next Thursday, July 24th, they should buy their tickets sooner rather than later for the Innsbruck show.
That is a great band. Not that you have bad bands or lesser bands, but the Rumors folks, that was one heck of a show. Heidi and I both went to that last year in Chesterfield. Right now, we talk about buying these tickets, Matt. Where do people go to buy the tickets?
Yes. So for Doswell, it's afterhoursconcertseries.com. And for the Innsbruck venue, it's afterhoursinnsbruck.com. Okay. And, you know, we try to keep it pretty simple for our patrons. So if they go to either website and view all After Hours events, then whether you're on one website or the other, you'll see all of the events at Doswell and at Innsbruck.
Wow. All right. So that's what's coming up in the near term. What about longer term? Because, I mean, we're only the middle of July. This thing's going to go on and on for a little bit.
Yeah, so for After Hours concerts in Doswell, Virginia, coming down the pipeline Wednesday, July 30th is Foreigner. And 2 days after Foreigner, it's legendary rocker John Fogerty. You know, he just turned 80 years old not too long ago and doesn't take a break.
Unbelievable. 80 years old. Man.
Doesn't sit down at all. He just plays from the moment he takes the stage to the moment he gets off the stage. It's never a break for him. And as you said, we go right on through August. Sam Hunt is Sunday, August 17th in Doswell. Chase Rice is Saturday, August 30th. And Dustin Lynch is Friday, September 19th in Doswell. So we have a full slate in Doswell, and of course with the tribute bands at Innsbruck, you really can can pick and choose. You can go to both of our venues and enjoy yourselves.
Oh, you sure can. You sure? In fact, I got to tell you, I'm going to warn you, and you probably got to warn the people at Innsbruck. Heidi and I have been looking at each other and looking at the rundown, and we're thinking, you know what we're really going to do, because it's going to be fun. We're probably going to get, I don't want to say decked out, but we're going to, if we're going to see a tribute band that's a bit of a throwback, I think we might wear some throwback stuff, if you know what I mean.
You know, Jeff, that's a great idea, and one of the tribute shows that you could do that at is probably Thursday, August 7th, with a tribute to ABBA, the concert.
There you go.
If you never had the chance to see that one, Jeff, it's well worth the dollar there.
Yeah.
They just go all out, and it's almost like you're hearing a real band.
I love it. I love it. Well, Matt, one more time, if you don't mind, give everybody those websites, because you're right. You could do both Doswell and Innsbruck, mix it up if you want to. You got 1 week where you're thinking that's the venue, and you think, oh, my God, Innsbruck, you're just going to call up friends that you've known for a while. Everybody kind of hangs out with some of the music that you remember. But give us those websites again, if you would.
So for Doswell, it's afterhoursconcertseries.com. For Innsbruck, it's afterhoursinnsbruck.com.
Okay. Well, I am going to share that on social media as well. I hope that's okay, Matt, because I want to make sure that we are either at sellouts or as close to sellouts as is humanly possible at both places, because they're both great venues, and Lord knows you bring in the best.
That's right, Jeff. I appreciate it.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you soon. Tell your dad I said hi. That is Matt Krieger. Matt is the guy behind these concert series, and they are great, great fun. The shows at Doswell are big names. Let me tell you, all major names. Heidi and I have seen some of the biggest names, now that we think about it, right there in Doswell. And you really can sit anywhere. The general admission is fine. They have reserved seating. And then you can upgrade the that whole porch area is a nice one. Heidi and I have treated ourselves a few times. We go to the Sky Suite. And when you do the Sky Suite, the thing is you don't have to go somewhere else for dinner. You don't have to go somewhere else to have a cocktail. It's all right there. And it's, well, pardon the pun, but it's sweet, the Sky Suite. So that's a great one. And then if you're just kind of in that mood, right, like a throwback mood, check out those tribute bands in Innsbruck. Those are Thursday evenings. You could probably break out your old platform shoes if you really, really, really wanted to scare people. You could certainly break out some of the older attire if you want to be looking like, well, you looked, and not actually scare anybody. But those are the two opportunities. So I would definitely look for those opportunities. And again, try and do the upgrade, because that upgrade is just, it's just going to make your night that much more special. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WRVA. I just saw that my friends Wayne and April at Classic Coffee and Tea in Ashland are doing a book signing this Saturday with a local author. Now, I will confess, I don't have a familiarity with the author, but it doesn't matter. They're local. They've written a book. I'm going to go down and get myself a copy of the book. I'm going to make sure that they sign it to me. I love supporting local folks. I just really do. It's part of the reason I love Central Virginia so much. I had a chance the other day to catch up with Brian Satterwhite. If the name Satterwhite sounds familiar, it should. It should. His dad, Ray Satterwhite, passed away 4 years ago. It says, I mean, there are days that it seems like it was yesterday, and there's some days you think, oh yeah. Ray was just a good, solid dude. He was a Marine. had been the Aeris Electrolux guy in Central Virginia for years and years and years. And Heidi and I, through the years, have actually become big fans of that product. We've got two of the vacuums. We've got two of the air cleaning devices, and they're fantastic. You know what? Every once in a while, you take them in. Like we had a vacuum that had a clog. I'm just sharing because I always share. And so I went over there, and Brian's just an absolute delight. Bill helps him out in the store. Bill is actually, it's amazing to me. He's 90 years old. He hired Brian's dad. And it's just a great place. If you are looking to make sure that your house is clean and the air is fresh and all that other good stuff, go over and check out Aeris Electrolux in the West End. Jeff, they're not the cheapest vacuum cleaners. You're absolutely correct. They're not. It's an investment. And we have found that it's well worth the investment. It's weird, too. Heidi's mom, my mother-in-law, she still has an Electrolux vacuum that she has had, I guess, from the time she got married. The vacuum cleaner's got to be 65 years old, I guess. 65 years old, and it works. And I shared with Brian this weird thing. I said, you know, it's like a member of the family, which sounds bizarre, but Heidi and her siblings grew up seeing her mom with that vacuum cleaner in the house. My kids, the other grandkids as well, grew up seeing mum vacuuming with that vacuum cleaner. Maybe that's part of the reason, but it's great stuff. All right, that's all. I don't know how I went off on a vacuum cleaner tangent, but I do love the Satterwhites, and I do love the Electroluxes, and they do a great job. All right. I said earlier, Heidi is all about pumpkins, so pumpkin bread from the Pie Safe Baking Company, Laura Sylvester, high on her list, and you know that Laura's donating $2 for each of those pumpkin breads to my effort with the Fatherhood Foundation. I said, well, she loves pumpkins, Heidi does, probably why she married me. Somebody said, Jeff, you're not really a pumpkin. You're more of a jack-o'-lantern. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Ken in Chesterfield says, Mr. Katz. Oh, don't do that. That was my dad, Jeff. Mr. Jones, the Dem running for AG, is running against Trump. That's true. Advocating for abortion. That's true. At least in the ad I saw. No, that's true, Ken. He doesn't talk at all about his contempt for cops or his embrace of the criminal element. No, shocking. 804 says, Jeff, it is pouring and flooding in RBA again. 804 another says, Jeff, I didn't hear you mentioning the RBA amphitheater now, the Allianz amphitheater. Are you and your bride avoiding going downtown? We are not. We are not. Heidi has seen a number of concerts now at the at that Allianz amphitheater. I've not been down there. I haven't seen an act come up that I wanted to go see. Heidi and I have very, very, very different musical tastes. Oh, my God. Gosh, are they very different musical tastes, but it is what it is. And so, no, I have not been down to the new amphitheater as of yet. Nanny Jan in Tuckahoe says, hey, Jeff, just came into town on Brook Road at the post office, flooding down where you go past the railroad tracks. It was gushing. Must have been an open manhole in the road because it was coming out, wow, at least 5 foot high heavily. There were two cars stuck there. I took a left, came around the roundabout, but there's water pooled all in the sides of most roads. I've never seen that before, but it is sunny now. Wow. There's some nasty weather going on right now. Just a lot of crazy weather. Petersburg obviously got slammed yesterday. I didn't hear about Colonial Heights or Hopewell, so it might have just been Petersburg out of the Tri-Cities. Up here, we got a couple of hours of lightning and thunder. We did get rain. We got a lot of rain. And right now it's sunny. So you just have to be on guard all the time. You know that, right? It's just the way the weather is in our neck of the woods right about now. You deal with it. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera and Richmond's Morning News. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I have been friends with Jared Halpern for the better part of 20 years, and I love Jared. I think he's a great reporter. But I will take President Trump over Jared any day of the week, Charles Pyle. Was that, I don't know, I'm just sitting here going, good for you, go, say it again. You can say a lot of things about this president, not exactly a fading flower. Hey, anyone you talk about, you know exactly what the deal is with this president. So good for him. And congratulations to Powhatan County Sheriff Brad Nunnally and his team out there in Powhatan. It's a great agency. He's a great sheriff. And they just made a very, very big arrest, as you heard during the news, expertly delivered by Charles Pyle. I think Charles is a great guy. I'm happy to have him on the team. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., somebody else who, good team member, Rich Herrera, host of Richmond's Morning News. I'm hoping you'll be tuning into Rich starting at 6 a.m. Lots of flooding issues. Flood warnings now and flood watches throughout central Virginia. Petersburg in particular, man, you guys have gotten hit like nobody's business. City of Petersburg now under a state of emergency. But it's apparently, as I look at the little thing I just got from Matt DiNardo and the team at 8 News, it's fundamentally everywhere. And we've got very severe thunderstorms that are coming in, very heavy downpours. And given how wet the ground is already, which is why our grass looks so lovely, there's going to be flooding issues. So please, please be aware of it, okay? That's all I'm telling you. Chesterfield, Henrico, Richmond City, Dinwiddie, Prince George. It's just easier to say I don't have time to say everybody who's on the list. I'll read who's not on the list. Okay, now we're done with that. Because fundamentally, everybody is on the list. All righty. Now, let us talk about one or two other things, if that is okay with you. I'm sure that it is. Instagram. We are on Instagram. And our handle over there is News Radio WRVA. News Radio WRVA. You can follow us. What does that get you? It gets you behind the scenes. And you get to see how some of the sausage is made. I'm not going to show all the sausage being made because people will just say, well, that's it. I don't think I like sausage anymore. But you'll get some great clips behind the scenes. I know Rich Herrera did one this morning that was fast. Had a big question. He was also talking about eating. So, hey, he's talking about food. I'm there. I want to hear what he has to say. What did he ask for, Jeremy? Wasn't it like the best restaurant in Richmond? I'm thinking, well, I'll give you the list, but number one on the list is Bar-a-Lago. Bar-a-Lago is what I have dubbed our bar here at Casa Katz. We now have glasses. We have some friends of ours who had the glasses made and came over, gave them to us as a gift. Now, they also included a bottle of unbelievable bourbon. But it was the glasses that grabbed our attention at first. Although the bourbon was a close number two, but those glasses, Bar-a-Lago. So that's the best place in central Virginia. I would say followed almost immediately by Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. But we're going to do stuff like that. So we'll have fun. But the only way you can do it is to sign up and follow us on Instagram, News Radio WRVA. News Radio WRVA doesn't cost you anything. They don't want to know your mother's maiden name. They're not going to ask you for any money. You just get to follow us. And by the way, if you get tired of us, then just scroll past us. It's really easy. News Radio WRVA. What else are we? Oh, the live thing. Oh, I almost forgot, Jerm. Thank you for reminding me. The live thing. If you want to watch some of this stuff live, we're apparently going to have the opportunity to show some of us in action live. It'll be very limited here. I'm just telling you, because I already ran this by Pixie, the senior executive producer, and she was sort of conscious, and I think she said no. But We need to get to, what is it, 1,000 followers? We need 1,000 followers. And we just launched this thing, so we're doing fine, but we need more. So if you would please sign up at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, follow us. John Fogerty coming to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That's going to be August the 1st. I got a pair of tickets for you. I'm going to give those to you at 5:20 this afternoon. It's been interesting throughout the course of the day listening to Charles with the news with this left-wing guy out of Fairfax talking about how terrible it is that Hanover has gotten rid of some books. I mean, it's you know. I mean, really. It's crazy. Do you know what happened up here in Hanover? Because I'm here in Hanover. And for some pinhead out of Fairfax, who I can guarantee you has no problem with what happened over at their TJ, Thomas Jefferson High School, doesn't care about the boys in the girls' bathrooms or the boys in the locker rooms or the sexual assaults, right? Because the people in Fairfax, the ultra-leftists, those progressives in those offices, they just don't seem to give a damn about any of that. So I'll explain it to you, sir, because I don't even know if you could find Hanover on a map. We, the parents up here in Hanover, said, we do not want pornographic material in school libraries. Now, the pushback from folks like you, of course, has been, well, you know, the kids can just find it on the internet. Well, that may be. They could also order arsenic on the internet, but we're not making that readily available either, are we? No. So we, the parents in Hanover, care about our children. And no, we're not trying to ban books. We're not trying to dictate to everybody what they should or should not read. But when you look at some of the books, you realize, man, that just doesn't belong in a middle school library. It doesn't belong in a high school library, some of this stuff. Well, this is, you're homophobic. No. A phobia is an irrational fear. I've yet to encounter anybody up here in Hanover who has a fear of gay people or a fear of people who are confused about their gender. What I have found are really good, decent people who would like everyone to be happy, would like everyone to be successful, and are determined to fulfill their duties as responsible parents. It is that simple. Now, you may not have the same thing up there in Fairfax. I don't know. I'm really happy here in Hanover. I don't want to be any closer to what happens in Fairfax or Arlington. I don't. I know there's some great people up there, but man, your values seem to be very, very different than mine. That's okay. I will defend your right to think freely. I don't know if you, well, it sounds like you're not defending my right to think freely or act freely or speak freely. Sounds to me like you're really upset with parents who are taking steps to take care of their kids. Might I remind you, sir, about one Terry McAuliffe. You remember him, right? Remember when he wanted to be governor again? And he was running against Glenn Youngkin. And he told us, we the parents, he told us, hey, shut up, sit down. You don't have any role in schools. You don't have any responsibility. You don't have any role for your kids. That's all. That's the teachers' union members that do that. And he was given the chance to correct it. I just assumed he would because McAuliffe's a lot of things, but a bad politician he's not. And he doubled down on it, and then he tripled down on it. And then what happened? We, the parents, said, okay, we like this other guy. Some of us liked the other guy from the beginning. I'm not bragging here. I was the first person in Central Virginia on the radio to have Glenn Youngkin on as a guest. And if you remember, he actually had to spell his name and point out that it rhymed with Duncan. We should find that jersey somewhere in the archives, like we have them. But somewhere, we've got that audio. That would be great to play. Maybe to help celebrate our 100th anniversary, don't you think? That would be pretty cool. So there, you have another assignment. I'm piling stuff on Jeremy's plate. It's terrible, but he's up to the challenge. He's a good dude. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Just about an hour or so away from those tickets, yeah. John Fogerty is coming to Atlantic Union Bank after hours, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That's happening on August the 1st, 5:20. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets. Well worth the effort. Germ, start putting your mind to what caller will take. I don't want to devote to it. That's a number. I don't do numbers. Except these. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. We're asking you to head over to Instagram, sign up, follow News Radio WRBA. And is it tomorrow, Jeremy, that the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition actually commences? Midnight, 12:01 tonight. Midnight, the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition will open. The Jeff Katz Show is once again a finalist for Best Afternoon Radio Show. I was telling you, I'd love to win it. I'd actually like to win it this year and next year so that I don't ever have to campaign for it again. And you will have to suffer with my blatant begging for you to vote for the next couple of weeks, but I'm going to do that. On Instagram, if you share the Instagram post on your story, that will actually be helpful. Yeah, all right, that's a word, right? That'll get us. We got to get to 1,000, I guess. I've not been an IG person. I have it, and I've had it for a long time. Fundamentally, what I do is, can I share this? When I go to the bathroom, you get the idea. When I'm sitting for an extended period of time, I look at the Instagram reels or whatever they are, and then I send them to Heidi, and I send them a lot. I send her a lot, and she's like, "Okay, I got it. I'm now 8,000 of these videos behind. There's no way I'll be able to watch them. All right, well, make room because I got another one coming in. Do we have enough time here for MSNBC? I think we do. MSNBC. Let me do this. I just want to be. They are describing another illegal alien who is fomenting terrorism, and yet they are firmly convinced that he is a great guy. Cut number one.
Another immigrant suddenly detained by ICE, sparking unanswered questions about due process and leaving a community in uproar. This is Imam Ayman Solomon, a former chaplain at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. He came to the U.S. from Egypt in 2014, seeking asylum. And since then, he's dedicated his life to interfaith work, supporting families fighting for their kids' recovery or praying for those suffering from losses in the hospital. The Biden administration started the process to revoke his asylum status in 2024, and we don't know yet why, because the government has not explained that decision. But the Trump administration finalized it last month. Then this past Wednesday, ICE arrested him during a check-in. He is now being detained in the Butler County Jail near Cincinnati, a controversial site that has partnered with DHS to hold immigrant detainees under both Trump administrations. Its ICE contract was canceled during Biden's presidency. For Ayman, the future is now uncertain. Hundreds have raised money for his legal defense and many shared character testimonies, hoping the government would change course. They say he was there for families of all faiths in the hospital in their children's greatest time of need. And on the day he was arrested, here's what he told a state official in an interview.
If anything happens, just to speak about me.
Yeah.
That this is unfair. And going back to Egypt for me is a death sentence. It's not, I didn't come to America seeking a better life. Mm-hmm. It was escaping death.
Yeah, don't take this the wrong way, but you're full of crap, and MSNBC is absolutely pathetic and ought to be embarrassed and ashamed of what they've just done. All right, we've got other stuff we're going to address as we head through the afternoon. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera will be here, the host of Richmond's Morning News. Make sure you're there for that. Sign up for Instagram, for goodness sakes. News Radio WRBA, News Radio WRBA over on IG. It is 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. It is so entertaining to hear the ever-constipated Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine bloviate about cuts to NPR and PBS. Let me say this to you, gentlemen. The only thing better than cutting $100 million from NPR and PBS stations in Virginia would be cutting $101 million from NPR and PBS stations in Virginia. You know what I call a $100 million cut to NPR and PBS in Virginia? A good start. Why do you think they're so upset?
Well, it's a source of information.
No, it's a source of propaganda is what it is, and we all know that. God bless President Trump and his team for saying, yeah, it's enough already. And for those people who feed at the trough of NPR and PBS, let me explain something to you. Here in the dreaded private sector, we compete. Now, if you think you have a product on any of your platforms that people will watch, go out, actually sell ads. Don't give me these sponsorship things. NPR and PBS already have the best of both worlds. They claim that they are commercial free, but then they turn around and have sponsors. Isn't that funny? Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, now let me come back to planet Earth. Marley Hornick is somebody who I think is a wonderful writer. I read a piece that she had in the American Thinker just a couple of weeks ago about those stupid No Kings protests that were happening and talking a lot about voting and what's really going on with voting. And that has really been Marley's hallmark. She's actually the co-founder CEO of USAForFreedom.com and Real.Vote. And I wanted to bring her on for a couple of moments, find out what's going on in that space. Marley, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yeah, well, speaking of propaganda, you know, the American people, regardless of political affiliation, have been hammered nonstop for like 6 years now with this false idea that nothing could ever go wrong with our election system, right? It's like the Titanic, right? Yeah. Could never sink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, people go, well, what could possibly go wrong? All right. Well, Marley, you have one or two or a thousand examples of what could possibly go wrong. Where are we with all of this? Is anybody paying attention to this?
Well, you know, they're going to have to pay attention because our country is on the line in 2026. We have to have free and fair elections in the midterm. We have to continue to support the renewal of America and that beautiful agenda that's taking place. And the protection of our citizenry and our tax dollars. So, you know, what Unite for Freedom is doing basically is we're building on the lawsuits. We filed 9 federal lawsuits in 2024 against 9 different state officials. We've forensically audited the official election records in 27 states now, including now we're just adding on Virginia. Virginia's 2024 election data is out for us. And, you know, we're getting ready for a huge press conference next week where we're going to be talking about our new filing in the state of Colorado, against officials who are trying to cover up for their failings by, you know, putting people in jail. A Gold Star mom, Tina Peters, who was a whistleblower and tried to protect the vote. So, you know, what we do at Unite for Freedom is so unique for anything you've ever heard regarding election integrity. We take it as... Okay. What's that? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say...
Yeah, we keep it super simple over here at Unite for Freedom and Real.Vote. We want to know, at the end of the day in an election, according to the official records, were the voters real and authentic and validated? Are they American citizens who are eligible to vote? Were the votes counted from those people and those people only? Does the number of votes counted match the number of voters who supposedly voted, and can they prove it? And so we get the statewide list. We look at these things, and I'll tell you, let's, if you want, we could talk about Virginia 2024, yes, just as yes. an example.
Listen, Marley, let me remind everybody, Unite for Freedom is the organization that Marley Hornick is the CEO of, the co-founder of. Yeah, I'd like to talk about Virginia. I'd like to know what's going on. And I am curious, as you get the data, the two counties that immediately leap to mind for me are Fairfax and Prince William, because it seems as for as long as I can remember, there's always been a late vote that comes in from both of those counties. And gosh, it's always just the right amount needed for certain candidates to be successful. So what is going on up there?
Well, we right now, what Unite for Freedom has is statewide data. So I can't tell you specifically about Fairfax and Prince William yet, although we can run those numbers. We could talk about that another day. But right now, what I can tell you is that on December 2nd, 2024, state officials in Virginia certified the official returns of the 2024 election. Mm-hmm. And on December 7th, they said that there was a certain number of votes counted and the records show a certain number of voters who voted. And those are off by 121,000 votes counted. There's 120,000 votes that don't have any voter attribution. There's no voter associated with them in the record.
Wow.
And nobody knows why. Now, here's something fascinating. You know, did they know this? Because we checked again. Now, we went back in on January 23rd, a couple weeks later, right? And now they've destroyed 70,000 votes. There's only 52,000 more votes counted than voters who voted. So, you know, I did that one time, Jeff, on my taxes.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs> It's crazy to think that this is going on. And I got it. I've got to be perfectly candid with you, Marley. You're the first person who has shared this with me. I think most of us live blissfully thinking, yeah, it's all handled, it's going to be fine. But gosh, that's a huge number. And obviously we've got, as everybody does, midterms here in Virginia. We're electing a governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, our House of Delegates. We got to make sure this stuff is safe and secure.
It's a staggering number. And you also have issues like people's unique state ID number and the voter registration database inexplicably changing. You have people whose dates of birth are changing inside the database. You have people whose name in the database, voters whose votes are counted, who have, alphanumeric characters in their name, like asterisk, you know, asterisk.
Well, I didn't even want to tell you what the nickname is for poor asterisk. You know, it's, that's crazy.
It is crazy. And here's the issue. Okay, let's get right down to the business, because this is all kind of fascinating and it's kind of grotesque and all of that. But the state election official in Virginia, just like the one in California, just like the one in Texas, just like everywhere in this country, there is one person in each state, the chief election official, whose signature at the end of an election authorizes the entire federal government and the entire state government for that state. That one person, they are like the kingpin that says this is legitimate, this is authentic, and this is the will of the eligible, qualified citizen voters of the state of Virginia. And when you look at these records and you see that asterisk voted and you see that people whose birth dates have been altered voted and you see that they can't even zero the vote and the voters, you realize that person lied.
Wow.
That person lied to the American people. Wow. Now, did they lie on purpose? I don't know. You don't know, because we have to have investigations of these issues. That's why Unite for Freedom reports all of this as suspicious activity, suspected election fraud, suspected illegal voting and registration to not only the state officials. We report it to the FBI, the DOJ, we work with U.S. attorneys, we work with the FBI. You know, we're in the ring because this has got to be fixed. Americans have to trust in our elections. And there's no reason to right now, mm-hmm. based on their own records. You don't even have to, like, you don't even have to have hackers in Germany or, you know, Chinese infiltrators. You just have to look at the records and you can be like, you know what, this is bogus.
Yeah.
And this is unacceptable because our national sovereignty is on the line when it comes to Congress.
That's right. That's right. Well, I want people to learn more. Obviously, I'm going to share the article from the American Thinker. But how about some websites for Unite for Freedom and your other operations?
Yep. The main website right now, Unite4Freedom.com. So UNITE number4freedom.com. And then real.vote is coming. It's, you know, if you go there, I think there's a placeholder. We're working on getting that one up so it's easy for people to understand what we're doing, who we are and what we're doing and why this is the biggest story in elections, bigger than any other story.
It's huge. It's huge. Marley, I appreciate you being here. That is Marley Hornick, Unite for Freedom. We'll share all of that on social so that you can check it out while you're over there taking a look at some of the social media stuff. Make sure that you sign up for Instagram and follow News Radio WRVA. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We have got serious weather just about everywhere. I don't know any other way to describe it, so I'll just tell you, it's all of Central Virginia. Flood watches and flood warnings, you're on the list. I just say it. I keep looking down the list and more counties are being added. And so everybody's on the list. Just please be aware that the ground is so saturated at this point that the additional rain might be difficult in some locales for the ground to absorb. That's when you get the flooding. You also have the situation like they've had down in Petersburg the last day or so, where you've got rivers and streams and creeks and all that other stuff cresting and coming over the banks and the rest of it. Travis Christian, who's the chief of police down there in the city of Petersburg, who, just for the record, rock solid guy. Travis is great. And Travis has done great things with the Petersburg Bureau of Police during the time he's been the chief. But he had some good advice. Hey, don't go driving through the water. Heidi and I lived out in Vegas when Harry was a newborn. We were there for a couple of years. I loved Vegas, by the way. It's crazy thinking back about it. But Heidi was not, she wasn't particularly fond of it. That's when we came back east. But we were living in Vegas, and there were billboards all over the valley, everywhere. Big, giant billboards that read, "Boats float, cars don't. Don't drive into the water." And I was a little puzzled by it. I had never seen anything like that. And there were all of these warnings that said, don't drive through any standing water. I thought, well, it's bizarre. But you have to remember, Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, I mean, it's all a desert. It's all a desert. So the ground's not absorbing anything. Period. End of story. It doesn't matter how much it rains. And when we lived in Nevada, in Las Vegas, I'm trying to think, I don't think we ever got more than, I don't know, an inch of rain tops, 2 inches of rain throughout the year. Let me tell you something. A half inch of rain would cause flooding that was just beyond all belief. It was crazy. And big buildings on the strip and downtown, it was insane. But that was the message. Hey, boats float, cars don't. Don't drive through any standing water. And it was sage advice. Sage advice. And the same thing is here. Don't we have to just utilize some common sense? Common sense doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means. Glenn Beck explained it to me many years ago. When the phrase common sense came about, it wasn't common because everybody subscribed to it. There was a real distinction between the royalty, the landed gentry, the religious leaders, and the rest of us, the peasants, the common folk. So common sense meant that something was so evident, so clear, that even those disgusting, smelly, totally illiterate commoners would know it. So, yeah, don't drive through the water. It is good advice, and it ought to be common sense, but can I tell you, common sense is not as widespread, it's not as common as it used to be. Also, piece of advice from your friendly old Uncle Jeff, never, ever lick a wall socket. Don't do it. Don't.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't ever kiss the electrical outlet. You're welcome. 456 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRV. 505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thrilled to welcome the newest member of Team Katz as we raise money for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, Certified Auto Repair, and Arts Automotive Service. Stepping to the plate, and we'll have more details on how they are helping out, but I will just tell you, they are delivering in a big, big way. I'll have more details as we head through the next couple of weeks. We've got the big event, the father figure that we are part of, I'm part of, and so many people jumping on to say, well, we want to help. So I will give you the details and ask you to help those who are helping us, our whole job, Fatherhood Foundation, is to help men become the best dads possible. That's all. Because nobody's ever met a man who said, you know, I really hope I'm a crappy dad. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. But there are lots of guys who truthfully just don't have the tools. They don't know. They don't know how to be a good dad. They don't know what it is they're supposed to do. They don't know what it is that they're not supposed to do. So that's where the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia comes into play. And I'm very happy about that. One of the best dads I know, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be with us at 5:35. Yeah. We'll be talking about some of the decisions coming down from the Supreme Court. The latest one, once again, has to do with President Trump. These local federal district judges are all about pretending they were elected president. And they were not. It's just that simple. So I voted for Donald Trump. Who did you vote for? All right, you're listening to me hoping you voted for Donald Trump. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. But whoever it was that you voted for, that's the person you voted for. You didn't vote for some local federal district judge. Some of them are fine people. I'm not demeaning them in any way. I'm not insulting their accomplishments. But you're not the president. If you'd like to be the president, that's fine. Then take off your robes and put down your gavel and go run for office. Maybe it's something you really do want to do. But I would say step up to the plate. If it's not something you want to do, but you still want to make laws or be involved in the legal process making laws, well, then run for the House of Representatives or run for the U.S. Senate. That's where that stuff happens. And if you don't want to do that because you have a lifetime appointment with one of the best work schedules anywhere, then maybe you should just do your job. You know your role. Didn't The Rock say that? Know your role. Again, friendly advice, or advice from your friendly old Uncle Jeff. Congratulations to Todd Gilbert. Todd Gilbert, as you know, was the Speaker of the House of Delegates, has been a member of the House of Delegates for some time. He was just sworn in as the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Virginia. That is huge. You know who has just been named the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware? Julianne Murray. Does that name sound familiar, Germ? It should, because she was on our show a couple of times. This here little show she was on. And she has just been named publicly as the new U.S. attorney for the district that encompasses the entire state of Delaware. It's odd. I'm thinking, I now know two U.S. attorneys. And I hope to never interact with them in any sort of a professional way. You know, good luck to them. I want them to do great things for the right reasons, for the right people. But I don't need any other involvement with that. I'll tell you that right now. All right. A couple of things that I would like you to take a look at. Well, take a listen to. That's a better way to put it. Here we are talking about ICE again, right? And it seems to be that this is the MSNBC mantra. That anybody and everybody who is in law enforcement writ large is a bad person, and those who are in ICE in particular are the worst of the worst. It is MSNBC, so of course there are always some safety issues. Hang on one second. Safety issue number one, because we will be listening to something from MSNBC. Please now take a sip of your beverage, whether it is hot or cold. Now is the time to take a sip of it so that as you hear the MSNBC audio, you do not spit aforementioned beverage at your laptop or your car windshield. And number two, the other thing I always like to remind you of is that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No. It's seriously, it's okay. It's okay. You're welcome. I mean, you owe me, but you're welcome. Let's take a listen to cut number three, Germ.
Yeah. So two things can be true. You did vote for this, but then also to see it in action is a completely different experience, I think. Do you see now that this polling has come out? I'm curious how you think Democrats are going to re-strategize around this, because a significant amount of the party still believes that when you're battling against someone like Donald Trump, what you're supposed to do is actually try to meet them where they are and match them on issues like immigration.
Like talk policy.
Exactly. Like or try to prove that they have some like level of right-wing bona fides on the issue. Do you think now they'll look at this and go, oh, wait a minute, we can go back to a different message. We can talk about the American dream and the value of immigrants, and that maybe that won't be a huge risk to us?
Or we can say abolish ICE. That was the thing at one point. You remember? Everybody was like talking about abolishing ICE. That was
No, I don't think everybody.
No,
and I think
I meant
Democrats
like,
were very freaked out by that. Slogan.
Correct. But what I meant to say to Antonio's point is abolish ICE was something that you could say. Mm-hmm. And it was a debate within the Democratic Party whether that should be part of the platform. Obviously, they did not go that route. And now we're here in this situation where, as you were saying, they're kind of wishy-washy on what they should do. We've had many members of Congress sit in that chair who I've asked, should ICE be abolished? And they're kind of still tiptoeing around it, even though ICE is acting with more impunity, masks. Some are saying that's even illegal. Last time you were on the show, I asked you if ICE should be abolished. You said ICE should be reformed. And I want to keep coming back to this because I think the more we see of ICE, the more we see of its egregious behavior,
absolutely,
the impunity that it's operating with, the fact that it is becoming an almost standalone military. It's a runaway train. And do you still believe it can be reformed? I mean, you have introduced legislation in the past about abolishing ICE, and I'm curious to know why you changed.
Now, I got a question for you. Where's the runaway train? How exactly are the men and women of ICE doing anything that's out of bounds or inappropriate? They are enforcing the law they have been sworn to enforce. I think that some of these people are in shock because certainly for the last 4 years, under the reign of Joe Biden's puppet masters, President Autopen, they told ICE and the Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection, stop doing what you're supposed to do. Turned them into Uber drivers and DoorDash delivery folks. Now, they're back to doing their job. And some people on the far left, apparently not all that happy about it. Quite frankly, I don't care. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The skies have opened. And the center of the universe is now being pelted with some pretty, pretty heavy downpours right about now. We've got thunderstorms rolling through. I haven't seen the lightning yet, but if you got thunder, you got lightning, right? Sort of a package deal, two for one. Last night, we had hours of lightning and thunder. As crazy as it sounds, I sat near the window watching the lightning. I just thought it was fascinating.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Probably spent the better part of an hour there, and even taking care of some stuff, doing things, Julia duty, stuff like that, because Heidi's got this her latest musical mission headed up to Boston. But I was looking at stuff, watching stuff. I didn't have a screen of any sort. That was it. So there you go. All right, we've got a flood warning in Chesterfield, and we've got big flood watches everywhere else. And I got a pair of tickets for you to go to see John Fogerty. He's coming August the 1st, the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. I would love for you to get those tickets. We'll take caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 7, you get a pair of tickets for John Fogerty coming August the 1st to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Now, the flooding, apparently there is flooding happening in Chesterfield. Again, I would ask you, use the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and let me know if you are seeing any sort of flooding, so at least we can pass it along to people, especially if you're seeing flooding on any of the roadways. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Instagram. If you have not yet signed up to follow us on Instagram, you need to do it. News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA. That is the handle over there. And you'll get a chance, if you sign up to follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram, have a chance to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, candid things that, well, you probably shouldn't see. Now that I think about it, I don't know, a lot of personal intrusion going on here. I may have to dial that back, but we still want you to follow us at News Radio WRVA on Instagram. Sign up now, and when we get to 1,000 followers, and we just kicked this thing off yesterday, I think we're about halfway there, but when we get to 1,000 followers, then we will be able to share some of the live segments with you right on Instagram. So that'll be pretty cool, but again, we do need you to follow us at News Radio WRVA. That's the handle on Instagram. Starting at midnight, 12:01, the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition gets underway. I am very, very happy to say the Jeff Katz Show, once again, finalist for Best Afternoon Radio Show. So for the next couple of weeks, I will be even more annoying than usual. And that's saying something, isn't it? But I will be reminding you that you can vote once a day via text, once a day online, for each of your email accounts. So some might be voting 10 times a day. I don't care. But it is every day until sometime in August. So it's about 4 weeks that I'm going to be really, really, really a pain in the rear end. But there's a strategy to this. I know it's annoying. But if you make us the number one afternoon radio show this year and next year, that's it. They retire my jersey. We're done. Think about that. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 536, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. We got a lot of rain falling up here in Hanover at the moment, and at the same time, we've got bright sunshine. So maybe it is passing through. We do have those flood warnings, those flood watches, really throughout all of central Virginia. And as you heard, the forecast as we move forward, heavy thunderstorms throughout the course of the night, and flooding is a distinct possibility. So bear that all in mind. I would urge you, tomorrow morning when you get up and you're headed out, make sure you tune in to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. That starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. And with Rich and Gary Hess and Dan, you'll be able to get all the information you need so that you can navigate whatever happens to be out there as an obstacle in the morning. Couple of decisions that have come down recently from the Supreme Court would seem to indicate, yes, President Trump is the president of the United States, has the right to do certain things, and yet still, at the local district federal court level, there are some of these folks who seem to think they were elected president. So what gives? I don't know. It's a legal issue, so that means I call in the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno joins us this afternoon. Counselor, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, how are you, sir? It's always a pleasure.
I am doing well. I am just a little confused, though, because it wasn't more than, what, a week or two ago that the Supreme said, hey, district court judges, cut this garbage out. I mean, they said it nicer than that in legalese, but that's what they said, I thought. And now, are we right back to it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there was a time not that long ago that judges were proud and protective of their own record and their reputation and would not want to get overturned on appeal because it would look good as if they're making bad rulings. They don't seem to care so much anymore. I kind of feel like they like their 15 minutes of fame, and they'll make these rulings knowing full well they will get overturned at either the appeals court level or at the Supreme Court, and they don't care. So we're seeing very, very aggressive district court judges, and their rulings are, I'd say, really pushing the envelope in two areas. One is the nationwide injunctions, which we've talked about, which the Supreme Court has largely slapped down, which is basically saying, I don't care who's in front of me, who are the actual parties to the litigation, I am making a ruling for all parties affected by a particular situation, whatever it is. The Supreme Court slapped that down and said, no, wait a minute. The whole purpose of having district judges in 94 different districts is that their jurisdiction is applicable in that district, not everywhere. So they kind of slapped that down from a process perspective. The other part where they're really being aggressive is asserting themselves over the president and the executive branch and really kind of reaching in there and saying, we, the district judges, know better than the president how to run the executive branch, even though the Constitution is very clear that the president is the chief executive of the country. He has the power to run the executive branch as he sees fit within the boundaries of the law, of course.
Sure.
But judges don't get to reach in there and say how he staffs things, who he staffs with, what resources he needs to commit to, what his priorities should be. That's basically what's been happening here.
Well, you talk about staffing, and he gets to run the executive branch as he sees fit. That ties into this other Supreme Court decision, which says the Department of Education can have a de-staffing, if you will, the president, the Secretary of Education, decide how to staff it, allowing the president to move forward with layoffs, correct?
Correct. So if think of it in terms of a business context, right? A CEO of a company should be able to pick his or her own general counsel, chief financial officer, chief of staff, right? Personal assistant, vice presidents of different business divisions, right? We would never think anything strange of that, right? Of course, the person who's been put in charge of a company should be able to run the company with the people and the resources that he or she chooses.
Yeah.
It's really not much different for the president, right? I mean, there are certain civil service protections, and there are protections among people that, for reasons they can or cannot be terminated or whatnot, but for the most part, the president should be able to choose the appointees and the civil servants that he or she wants.
Right.
And if it means prioritizing certain things over others, or if it means that the president feels a particular agency or department is overstaffed, and he can do things more efficiently with fewer people to save money for the taxpayer, that should be permitted. And so the idea that one argument was, well, Congress budgeted a certain amount. So if Congress gives, I don't know, 1,000 positions authorized for this department, the president has to fill all 1,000 positions. And the Supreme Court said, no, that doesn't work that way. That's the maximum the president can staff, but it doesn't mean that he has to fill those or has to keep them filled with people he doesn't want. Okay. So that's part of the argument here. Another part is just basically saying, you know, the president should not have to keep people on that he feels are undermining his agenda or his priorities. Right. And so, again, keeping civil service protections in place, there are certain parameters that have to be followed in terms of reducing people or terminating people. But as long as those are followed and things aren't done illegally, you can choose who you want or don't want in a particular department. So it sounds like common sense, both for the private sector and the government, but it took the Supreme Court to step in and say, hey, again, local judges, you are not empowered to tell the president how to run his executive branch.
There was dissent, though, if I recall. Joe Moreno is joining us, a former federal prosecutor, very, very, very well-respected attorney in private practice now. But the dissent, if I recall, was a Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that, well, Congress created the department, so therefore the executive can't eliminate it or can't have firings, or am I misunderstanding that?
No, that's a point, and that's a question that still has not been clearly answered. So on the one hand, you have something like the State Department, right, where the Supreme Court said, yes, okay to go ahead and reduce headcount at the State Department. Department of Education, because it was created by Congress in 1979, the president arguably can't just shut it down. I think that would probably take an act of Congress to just eliminate it off the books. But the Supreme Court did, again, enforce the argument that the president is the Secretary of Education is a cabinet officer that reports to the president. So all of the Department of Education falls within the authority of the president. And so therefore, once again, he can staff it with as much or as few people and to what degree of which people he wants to fill that department. So there's still an open question about whether he can kind of cut it to the bone. But he's not required to maintain a certain headcount or follow a certain mission or kind of keep some structure in place if he feels it's not consistent with his priorities.
Wow. It's odd because there's some of us of an age, Joe. I remember the predecessor, Health, Education, and Welfare. And so it just seemed to me this is just a successor agency on that side, Health and Human Service successor agency on that side. So if there was some power that did that, then maybe it's something else. But are we done now with decisions from the Supreme Court? Because I know the first Monday in October is what? That's when everything starts, gets fired up. So is this it? We've heard everything?
Well, this is it for this term. So okay. Now there's the emergency docket. So there's always a justice on duty. Okay. So if there are emergency cases, that's always available 24/7 all year long. Okay. And so we have seen cases that thankfully the Supreme Court has been willing to hear on the emergency docket because they're so egregious. And if you let it run its normal course, it could take years. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a very good thing that the court has come in and taken some of these cases very quickly. Because to show how premature some of these early district judge rulings were, whether it was Education Department, State Department, or whatever, there had not even been any terminations that occurred. It was simply the idea that the president wanted to reduce possibly the workforce in these departments that a judge said, nope, can't do it, almost anticipating something illegal would come of it. So what the court has said, look, you don't have a license, Mr. President, to do illegal things, but we're not going to take a case unless there's a real person who's been affected, who has a real argument that for whatever reason, he or she feels they have been treated in an illegal manner. Then we'll hear that case. But we're not going to allow a judge to put a freeze on all executive actions because of the possibility that something illegal could take place. And so they've solidified to say we need real people and we need a real legal argument that something actually happened, not a hypothetical or theoretical thing. So the long way of saying There will be cases. There's no doubt there will be lawsuits. But at least the court has provided some structure to say, we don't want to see these empty nationwide injunctions made with basically no legal argument other than the potential of a legal argument in the future.
I love it. Hey, Joe, on the way out here, can you remind everybody where they go to read some of your latest columns and articles online?
Hey, I'm on The Spectator. I'm on YouTube. I don't post a lot on X. I know I got to get on that. But yes. I really try to get on Fox and Newsmax as best I can, and the occasional CNN and BBC invitation as well.
Well, you deserve all of those, and I will make sure we've got all those links up. And I say it each time you're here, because I mean it each time you're here. I'm grateful to you for making time for us.
Jeff, thank you, sir. It's always an honor.
Thank you, my friend. That is Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The raindrops are coming down by the bucket full. It's not that nice, delicate. Aw, isn't it nice that it's raining? It's the holy mother of God. Are we building an ark or not? Let's get our rear ends in gear. I guess technically if you were building an ark and you were marching the animals two by two, you could say, let's get our asses in gear, and it wouldn't be offensive. See, I just did that. This reminds me. I was ready to sing along with that song. And no, you're welcome that I didn't. But with all of this Instagram stuff that we're doing, and oh, you're not following us yet? Well, shame on you. Go to Instagram and follow at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA. Me singing along to that song is kind of something that might wind up on Instagram. I mean, we wouldn't put it out over the air because, you know, there's standards. But Instagram, man, it's like the Wild West. So just another suggestion to you, Instagram at News Radio WRVA. That's our handle over there, at News Radio WRVA. One of the other benefits of it is that when we start putting all this stuff up on Instagram, then you can see it. You'll have reading material for those times when you need reading material, but you'll also be able to annoy your spouse, close friends, business associates by just sending them massive amounts of at News Radio WRVA Instagram posts. See, I'm always thinking. I'm thinking ahead. I'm a big picture guy, as you know, Germ. Details, not so much. And definitely not a numbers guy. But big picture, yeah. I think that's, we'd be okay. All right. All of that being said, first thing tomorrow morning, I will remind you that Rich Herrera will be here, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News. And we've got a lot of weather issues. Sometimes we go, oh, my God, it's the weather. I know, but... we've been doing this for the station's been doing this for 100 years, and I think they've done pretty well throughout the years. And one of the things that we do is, and we take it very seriously, we serve as a resource for Central Virginia. If something is happening, especially if it's something bad that's happening, people know, they can turn to us, and you've got the information you need. So with the weather and some pretty severe flooding down there in Petersburg, and I'm hearing in Chesterfield as well, right? Like Skin Quarter and Beach and a couple of other locales down in Chesterfield, that's going to pose some problems. So I appreciate you listening this afternoon, but starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow, please, you'll be driving, you'll be heading out. Make sure you're paying attention to that. I am going to post a little bit later this evening the ways that you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition. That actually does begin this evening. Yep. And I will give you the details on that. I'll get it all posted. I have the phone code here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I will find it. I promise. I really, 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 I will find it. I'll get it posted, and then I'm going to demand that you vote each and every day so we can put an end to this nonsense at some point. All right. Have a great evening. Please beware the weather. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.